Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Fairbanks City Council meeting this September 29, 2025. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Sprinkle?
Here.
Mr. Cleworth?
Here.
Mr. Ringstad?
Here.
Mr. Marney?
I'm here.
Ms. Tidwell?
Here.
Ms. Therian?
Here.
Mayor Proust?
Here. Madam Clerk?
We'll rise for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. As we meet this evening, let us choose our words with respect and let our actions reflect the mission of the City of Fairbanks. May we lead with good intentions and work together to make the best decisions for our community. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Marney, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Okay. Madam Clerk.
We are at ceremonial matters.
Okay.
We have a
few tonight. Technically speaking, I got... Okay. Would the Celid Watson family please come up? Recently lost our city hostess, and with such, I'm going to have Joni Skillbred research the history of the city hostesses, and we'll find a location in the top floor here to put individually each of our city hostesses. Mrs. Seeland, it's hard for me to call her Miss Watson. I'm sorry, you know. We have a resolution for you. I'd like to say I wrote it, but we had a better person write it. But whereas Pearl Watson made a lasting and meaningful contribution to the city community as a longtime resident. Whereas her more than 70 years in Fairbanks, Pearl organized numerous charitable drives and was recognized as a Medal of the National Boy Scouts for her exceptional efforts. And whereas Pearl earned her degree from the University of Fairbanks, Alaska Fairbanks, where she worked to transcribe Alaska Native history for the UAF Museum, demonstrating a deep respect for the commitment to the rich cultural heritage of Fairbanks area, where she further served the community through her leadership roles as president of the St. Joseph's Hospital Women Auxiliary and the Junior Women's Club, and whereas Pearl was involved in several civic and social organizations, including the Interior Alaska Sourdoughs, the Elks, the American Legion Auxiliary, and whereas she dedicated her time and energy to the Fairbanks Senior Center and the Fairbanks Pioneer Home, also remaining a devoted member of her church and loving presence within her family, and whereas Pearl was appointed the official city hostess of Fairbanks on July 20, 2015, by then Mayor John Everhart, and proudly represented the city with the warmest diplomacy and grace, and whereas Pearl Watson exemplified the spirit of humor, kindness, and generosity, and welcoming nature, and whereas on August 28, 2025, Pearl Watson passed away at the age of 99, leaving behind a legacy of service, compassion, and community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Mayor and the City Council of Fairbanks honor and remember the city hostess, Pearl Watson, an extraordinary woman and true Fairbanksian, for her lifelong dedication, outstanding contributions, and unwavering service to the Fairbanks community and its citizens. And I'll give this to her granddaughter. When do you meet a person? And that's how I met Greg. We were 5 years old going to kindergarten. Please, everyone, take a seat. And we went to Denali before we were able to go to Maine Junior High here. And we would take the morning bus, but we were done at about 11:30, so our parents would come with the vehicle, throw six kids in the car, and bring us home. And that's where I met Mrs. Seeler. And her Mustang. And that was a fun car.
Six kids.
Yeah. And every parent had a different car, but Mrs. Seelig was special. We'd all pile in that car. We couldn't look over the window, but we got in that car. We couldn't look to see her. So, Mike, you had a wonderful mom. Patricia, she was fantastic. Greg, you know, growing up in the neighborhood with her was always fun. And you remind me so much of your grandmother. So, Patricia, this is for you. And thank you very much. Good seeing you, sir. Thank you. Okay. Next up, Chief, you have a
thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Come on up, Chief Lozano.
We're gonna back it on up, make it super awkward for you. So, Chief Lozano, been with the Fairbanks Fire Department for 20 years. Moved up through the ranks recently, serving as fight every time. So, Chief Lozano's moved up through the ranks throughout his career. Is finishing off as a battalion chief. He has been a tremendous part of our department, not only on the administration side through our, you know, command staff, but has done a lot of work with the local union. Regionally known, probably nationally known. He is the myth and the legend all in one person. He's been a very, very good helper for me becoming the chief and during my assistant chief time. And I really appreciate that in more ways than you'll ever know. So here is this very fancy gold pan that the mayor is much better at handing out than I am. But I appreciate your dedication and service to this community for so long. And you've just helped so many people over the years. They're probably countless, and it's really hard to put into words what you do and how you do it, and I really just appreciate everything you've done. And now you have to give it to me. Chief Lozano is our top guy.
And we have one more. Jeremiah, are you going to present an award to this evening? Pull up a chair.
Mr. Mayor, City Council, thanks for having me. My name is Buddy Lane. I work with Golden Heart Manager. I'm the environmental/safety manager. A couple years ago, or a year or so ago, we were at a chamber meeting, and the garrison commander was talking about what could be done in Fairbanks for his soldiers. And his comment was something free and family-orientated. And then we went back and we came up with a big rig truck show, and where everything is free, we bring in trucks. All kids like trucks, all family like trucks, and it was all free, everything except for the food vendors, of course. And so this past year was our second annual. We held it at the end of July, and we have five divisions, of which one is a division of a vocational, which is everything from a dump truck, but anything that's not necessarily hauling material or stuff like that. And we even had fire division for fire trucks. And Jeremiah's crew brought over a garbage truck, and I'm here to award the third place out of the truck show. There was over 60 trucks there, of which probably 40 of them were part of the show itself for awards. The rest were just on display. And so I would like to proudly present the third place vocational award to Jeremiah and his crew. And it was the prettiest garbage. Well, I shouldn't say that because our trucks were there too. So it was the prettiest yellow garbage truck that was there.
So I should say. He beat the home team.
The home team, we didn't feel it would be fair if we participated. Although all the judges were outside judges, they told us that we just didn't have enough money for them to put us in a place. So no, I'm just kidding about that. But I want to thank the city for allowing the crew to come, and Jeremiah for being over there, and we hope to have more City of Fairbanks vehicles in that truck show next year. It's going to get bigger and better. So thank you.
Mr. Lane, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Jeremiah. Madam Clerk.
We are at citizens' comments, oral communications to the City Council on items pertaining to city business that are not up for public hearing. The total comment period is up to 1 hour, and testimony is limited to 3 minutes. Any person wishing to speak needs to sign up on the list located in the hallway or must have signed up in advance using the procedures for providing online testimony found at the city's website. Respectful standards of decorum and courtesy should be observed by all speakers. Remarks should be directed to the City Council as a body rather than to any particular council member or member of the staff. In consideration of others, please silence all cell phones and electronic devices.
First up is Mr. Bill Wright. Mr. Wright, please state your name for the record, and you'll be given 3 minutes.
Sure. Good evening, Mayor Pruse and council members. My name is Bill Wright. I always love the ceremonies here. It's great to see people being recognized for great community stuff. Well, I am here this evening in my role as Director of Tourism and Meeting Sales for Explore Fairbanks. And I thank you for letting me have the opportunity to provide this update. With three-fourths of 2025 in our rearview mirror, I can confidently say that our tourism and meeting sales team has been hard at work showcasing our remarkable destination. Since the beginning of the year, we've successfully hosted 16 familiarization tours and site visits, with five more confirmed on the calendar through December 2025. These tours include dozens of domestic and international travel trade participants and are essential to helping travel professionals and meeting planners experience firsthand what makes Fairbanks a must-visit destination. On the outside sales front this summer, our strategies included participation in three major sales missions to Japan, Korea, and South America. These international missions yielded more than 200 one-on-one meetings with key tour operators and destination training for over 400 travel agents, expanding Fairbanks' visibility and strengthening our presence in these critical global markets. Due to heightened demand from Latin America markets, we are starting a project to create printed destination brochures in Spanish and Portuguese languages, as well as translating our successful online agent training modules into those languages. As usual, we're closely monitoring key performance indicators. Year-to-date hotel and motel occupancy rates, which through August are trending at 68%, a 6% decrease from the same period in 2024. However, the average daily rate of $205 is up 3% year over year, with the August rate achieving a record high. Due to the seasonal airline capacity increases from nonstop cities like Denver, Salt Lake, Portland, and Chicago, Fairbanks International Airport reports 780,000 total passengers year to date, and that's a year over year increase of 3%. This concludes my report. On behalf of Explore Fairbanks, thank you for your continued support and partnership in promoting our exceptional destination.
Are there any questions for Mr. Wright?
All right.
Your report was spot on.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I also, now that I have just a teeny bit of time, I will add thank you, those of you that attended the candidate forum. It was a great success. We had lots of great partners and great candidates there, so thank you for coming to that.
Thank you, sir. You have a great evening.
All right, you too.
Next up, we have Victor Blueberge. Mr. Blueberge, please state your name for the record, and you'll be given 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you. My name is Victor Blueberge. My phone number, address, and all is on file. I want to talk about the Polaris building again. It's down. Is there any real rush to get a new project going there? Maybe the council can just evaluate it for the next year or two versus just jumping into something. I know that there's been some big plans by the Polaris group, and I assume they want to, you know, do it, but does the city want to take on a multi-million-dollar project that the taxpayers are going to be responsible for in the future? I'd say let it be a park down there for a year or two and get some input on what it really should be for the future of the city. You know, you can't have anything too crowded down there because it's just not a big open city there. You have the river blocks the north side of it, and then the rest of it down there is just residential. And I don't think the city wants to go into business building a deal where they have some senior citizen rooms there to rent out. Just, I'd like to see it just vacant, maybe just some grass growing there for a year or two, and then get the input from a variety of people. I know there's many out there, but I know the Polaris Group has invested, you know, tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars into their project, what they want to go forward with, you know, and I'm not saying it's not a good project. I'm not saying it's not beneficial to the city, but I'm just saying, take a second look at it. Let other people in the city come and bring additional input. You know, it's been there. You guys have been going over that building for the past 20 years. If it's set there for another, you know, if it's set there as an empty building for 20 years, you know, it could set there as an empty lot there for another couple of years and wouldn't hurt anybody, you know. But in the long run, it could maybe save the taxpayers a lot of tax, you know. Maybe just turn it over to some private business, not a city-operated business, just some private business. If they want to put a restaurant there or a bar, good for that. Anyway, you guys keep up the good work and keep the snow cleared off of the roads. It's coming. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Burbridge. Madam Clerk, is there anyone online who has signed up?
No, sir.
Is there anyone else in the gallery here who wants to give public testimony? Seeing none, public testimony is closed. Madam Clerk.
We are at the approval of agenda and consent agenda. Consent agenda items are indicated by asterisks. Consent agenda items are considered together unless a council member requests that the item be returned to the general agenda. Ordinances on the approved consent agenda are automatically advanced to the next regular meeting for second reading and public hearing. All other items on the approved consent agenda are passed as final.
Is there any member wishing to pull anything from the agenda? Ms. Sprinkle.
Merely because I think it'd be nice to talk about it, is resolution, let me read back. It's 12E as an elephant.
Okay.
You know, we really didn't get to talk about it at the work meeting. I'd love to know. You know, let's just talk about it.
Yeah. Mr. Clearworth. Approve the agenda. Okay. Okay, yes, I did. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda? Mr. Clearworth, is there a second? Mr. Rangstad? Okay, does any council member wish to pull any items from the consent agenda? And we have Ms. Sprinkle. Mr. Clearworth, do you have anything?
12A, Resolution
51. Okay. And anything else? Okay, is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Seeing none, it's adopted. Madam Clerk.
The consent agenda approved the regular meeting minutes of August 25th and September 8th, 2025. It also approved resolution number 5187, a resolution in recognition of and appreciation for Pearl Watson, the official hostess of the City of Fairbanks, introduced by Mayor Pruse. It approved resolution number 5188, a resolution authorizing the City of Fairbanks to apply and accept funds from the FY 2024 congressionally directed spending appropriations for the wastewater biosolids treatment project, introduced by Mayor Pruse. It approved resolution number 5189, a resolution approving the purchase of lots 9 and 10, block 6 of the Johnston subdivision, also known as 1725 Willow Street, introduced by Mayor Pruse. It advanced to the next regular meeting, ordinance number 6328, an ordinance amending the 2025 operating and capital budgets for the third time, introduced by Mayor Pruse. It also accepted the Board of Plumber Examiner meeting minutes of June 17th, 2025, the Fairbanks Diversity Council meeting minutes of July 8th, 2025, and the Fairbanks Diversity Council meeting minutes of August 12th, 2025. It approved the appointment to the Fairbanks Diversity Council. We are returning to the general agenda, top of page 2, item 8, special orders. The Fairbanks City Council will hear interested citizens concerned with the following alcohol license applications for renewal. Public testimony will be taken and limited to 3 minutes. The license numbers are 3050 Doing Business as All Star and license number 3336 Soapy Smith's Pioneer Restaurant.
Council, is there a motion to waive protest on the alcohol license renewal applications?
Move to approve.
Second by Mr. Marnie. Is there any citizen here wishing to speak to any of these alcohol license renewal applications? If so, please come forward, state your name for the record, and you'll be given 3 minutes. Seeing none, public testimony is closed. Council discussion. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to waive protest, Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad? Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
The motion to waive protest passes by a vote of 6-0. Madam Clerk?
Item B of special orders, the Fairbanks City Council will hear interested citizens concerned with the following marijuana license applications for renewal. Public testimony will be taken and limited to 3 minutes. First is license number 10131, doing business as Paco Lolo Supply Company, Inc. This is the retail marijuana store. And also license 10230, Paco Lolo Supply Company, Inc., and this is the standard marijuana cultivation facility.
Okay. Is there a motion to waive protest on the marijuana license renewal applications? By Mr. Marnie, second by Ms. Sprinkle. Is there any citizen here wishing to speak on these marijuana license renewal applications? If so, please come forward, state your name, and you'll be given 3 minutes. Seeing none, public testimony is closed. Council discussion. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to waive protest, Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad? Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
The motion to waive protest passes by a vote of 6-0. Madam Clerk?
We're at Mayor's comments and report.
Okay. Been a busy week. Not only did we get Willow Street cleaned up, but we got 1037 3rd Avenue cleaned up, and I would like to thank the owners on that. You've always heard me say not every property is different. Every property has different circumstances. And this one, the owners had a tenant in there that hoarded a lot of stuff, and through our assistance program, we were able to just about get that thing knocked out. So very happy with Jared and how he's done that and council. I think we made a wise investment in that position. I really think we do. We are naming the Polaris building site will no longer be known as that. It's known as the starter block on Lacey Street. The starter block on Lacey Street. We're saying bon voyage to the past and coming into the future. And Julie Jones with Festival Fairbanks, she came up with that name. And this Friday, I believe, we start installing the ice rink out there. So we're going to be doing a few things there. Council, we are coming into October. That means Halloween. That means you have some square footage here that can be decorated or put into use. Ms. Sprinkle, are you going to do it again? I think you're going to be back. Okay.
Hello, troublemakers will join me.
Okay.
Jerry, that means you too.
He'll portray himself as a gold salesman.
What day is ours?
That's on Friday the 30th. It's from 3 to 6. It's actual Halloween day. And we open it up, and I always try and find a business that gives us a contribution for the candy because it's about a $2,500 expense. Last year, Craig Compo did it of Compos, but they've sold the business. So if you think of another one, let me know and we'll go roust them up a little bit.
Didn't we run out like 3 times? We have to go out and get more?
We're popular.
I understand that. It was pretty wild.
Yeah, we're popular. Yes.
I want to say that we had like 1,800 kids vote. So you know that maybe one out of every three were here. So actually, maybe we'll say half of them voted. It was, I don't know, about 3,000 or 4,000 people through the thing. And I was actually, since I have the mic for just a second, Mr. Cleworth, I think you should come help me with the little kid voting. It's actually a lot of fun. All they got to do is stick a picture or a sticker on their favorite place. So,
and we're.
Do we get to tell them who's on the vote?
No, not at all. They get to do it on their own. It's a lot of fun.
And we're quite competitive on internal competition here with the theme on who gets the highest votes. And I don't know if they cheated, but finance won it last year. They might have stacked the voting, but we can neither confirm nor deny that. And these police investigators will not even think about looking because she makes sure they get paid right. So it's a conspiracy. Anyway, that's my report. Madam Clerk.
Mayor, wait one moment.
Yes.
Does that start at 4?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Thank 3 to 6. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. And the talent that people have in this building on what they produce is incredible. So, anyway. Madam Clerk.
We are at council member comments.
Mr. Cleworth.
Just a question. I know Block 39 is the Lavery Transportation Center. What actually is the block? What are we calling it?
The starter block on Lacey Street. Block. This is starter block.
What is the block number on that? Do you know off the top of your head?
No.
No, okay. I was just curious.
He's hunting a moose.
Is he?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Ms. Therrien.
I just want to do the land acknowledgement, but I can't find my paperwork. So maybe Madam Clerk could read it for us. I'm sorry. Yeah, but it's not the same language. It's the same language. Yeah, we'll come back to it. Yeah, thank you.
Ms. Sprinkle.
I was the rep for the
assembly last week, and a long night, but I felt like in my dissertation of what the city had been doing, it was lengthy. We've done some work, so I want to applaud the work we've done. I think that assembly was fairly impressed, and I did get a fair few questions about a lottery, so that's being discussed outside of this building. So I just want you to know that people are paying attention. Thank you.
Mr. Ringstad. Mr. Marney.
Well, I was able to attend a couple of the candidate forums last week, one being Explore Fairbanks and the other the Chamber, and I had fun. You know, if you're a candidate, it's a stressful time, but if you're not a candidate and not running, it's informational. So had a good time.
Ms. Tidwell.
Since I was unable to attend the board meeting for FEDC, I asked Jomo for a little recap of what was discussed. The Alaska Defense Forum was held again. This year it was over at 8-Star. There was more attendance than there was last year. I did spend a couple days there. It was a great event. They did the same thing where they had installation tours for folks coming in out of town, and lots of speakers. The annual economic report, which Jomo passed out those books to us a couple weeks ago, I guess now, that presentation to Chamber is going to be on Tuesday, October 21st, for the Chamber lunch. The Small Business Accelerator started September 23rd. There's 18 participants. It's the 8th cohort of that. They do have a Zoom option, and they are using the North Pole Welcome Center as a satellite location this year. There's a housing action group in partnership with UAF and CCHRC. They are creating a housing needs assessment and development action plan, hoping to be completed by the end of December. And the ARDR application was as you know, submitted to the state on the July 31st. It was accepted without any challenge. The public comment period successfully was completed. The only action pending now is for the Fairbanks North Star Borough Economic Development Commission to act to terminate the order, which I would assume will be happening at our next meeting, which is October 28th. And then, as Lonnie mentioned, I think the last of the forums is tomorrow at Chamber Luncheon, is the Assembly Candidate Forum. And then something upcoming that I wanted to make sure everyone knew about, and maybe I could send this to Danny to send out to everybody. October 2nd from 4:30 to 6:30 at Wedgwood, there's a community celebration for the 50th anniversary of the Yukon River Bridge completion. And yeah, that'll be pretty neat. So I'll have Danny send this out to you guys. That's it.
There is a candidate forum tomorrow at the university from 6 to 8.
Madam Clerk.
Ms. Therrien had requested that I read the land acknowledgement. We respectfully acknowledge the Diné people upon whose traditional lands we reside. We honor the Diné who have been the stewards of interior lands and waters for centuries, the elders who lived here before, the Diné people of today, and future generations to come. We also recognize that Alaska Native people would traditionally gather here and harvest Native foods.
Okay.
We are at unfinished business. The first item is ordinance number 6325 as amended, an ordinance amending Fairbanks General Code section 2-63, succession to office of acting mayor, and section 2-64, salary of acting mayor, introduced by Mayor Pruz. This was postponed from the regular meeting of September 8th. A public hearing was held at that time.
Council, the motion on the floor is to adopt. There is a proposed substitute included in your packet and was discussed at the last work session. Is there a motion to substitute the proposed version by Mr. Ringstead? Is there a second? By Mr. Cleworth. Is there anyone objecting to the proposed substitute version? Seeing none, we'll start with Mr. Sanders in discussion of this.
So this proposed substitute is, it's the same one that we saw at the work session. And really all this does is it says that, you know, as we use the analogy of the mayor being abducted by aliens, if the mayor gets abducted by aliens, then the chief of staff will step in to his place until the council has time to appoint somebody as the mayor. This doesn't, the chief of staff wouldn't, whether it's me or somebody down the line, they wouldn't be paid any extra. It would just be they just assume those duties. For a temporary basis until the council could appoint somebody. By state law, the council would have to appoint somebody at some point, though.
Council discussion. Mr. Marnie.
Well, this doesn't necessarily have to do with this ordinance, but I believe personally that 6325, 6326, and 6327 should have the full support of the council. So I request that we add our names to all three of these ordinances. Is that appropriate?
Yes, it is, yeah. Certainly, Ms. Sprinkle.
6326 is the towing list?
Oh, excuse me.
I just want to make sure we're talking like that.
Please exempt me for that one then. Please.
Okay.
3, 2, 5, and 2, 7.
I'm good with that.
Okay, so for 3, 5, and 2, 7, is there anyone who does not want to be as a co-sponsor on this? Okay. Any other discussion? Ms. Therrien.
I wasn't here for the work session, but it looks like what you're proposing is if the mayor's position gets vacant, rather than a council member, it would go to the chief of staff.
Yes. It was discussed that this would basically put a council member in line to be an election, and maybe they don't want to do that. And if they lose the election, then they're out as a council member. And it puts the chief of staff in the position, so any council member who wants to be the mayor can run for that position along with anyone else. So,
okay.
lots of nuances were discussed at length. Mr. Cleworth brought up some. Mr. Ringstead brought up some. As usual, Ms. Sprinkle brought up some. So anyway.
All right, so it wasn't anticipated that the chief of staff would be mayor for a long period of time?
No. Short term. I think our code or charter is that within vacancy, you have to have an election within 6 months.
Right.
So
I think the council would actually have to come together within 7 days to make a determination of what they wanted to do moving forward. But as the mayor pointed out, he's correct. If you're within 6 months of an election, you'd have to hold a special election. Or, I'm sorry, after 6 months of an election, you have to hold a special election.
Any other discussion? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to adopt Ordinance 6325 as amended, Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
The motion to adopt Ordinance 6325 passes by a vote of 6-0. Madam Clerk.
Ordinance number 6326, an ordinance amending Fairbanks General Code Section 14-433, Rotation Tow List Eligibility Requirements, introduced by Mayor Pruse. This is second reading and public hearing.
Council, do I hear a motion to adopt Ordinance 6326? By Ms. Sprinkle, second by Ms. Therrien. Is there any citizen wishing to speak on this ordinance? If so, please come forward, state your name for the record. You'll be given 3 minutes to speak. Seeing none, public testimony is closed. Council. Ms. Tidwell.
I guess I would just like to say I'm disappointed that they're not here. I know that they were here at our last meeting and didn't get the opportunity to talk because we didn't really, it wasn't time for that. I was hoping they were going to be here. I feel for their business. I'm a little concerned. I had asked last time if they're still operating and being so far away. The extra money that's being put on some of the cars that are getting towed that far out, I'm concerned with that. I'm concerned with extending it 6 more months.
Ms. Sprinkle.
Gosh, if we've talked about this, forgive me. Is there a way to, they charge by mile when they've taken a car, is that right?
I have no idea how
and
they charge.
Is there a way then for them to say it can't be charged beyond 10 miles?
The issue was someone from Fairbanks having to go out past North Pole.
To fetch the car, yeah. Right on. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Cleworth.
I'm going to offer up an amendment here. I'm going to add an item number 5 under section 14-433 that says this will be the final exemption allowed.
Is there a second? Everyone? Second by Ms. Sprinkle. Discussion on it.
You don't like that, do you, Tom?
No. So this is language that we're going to be putting in a code. I might suggest that we or the council just remember today, 6 months from now. I'll help you remember if necessary.
We'd have a motion with a second, Mr. Clearworth.
The concurrence is second. I'd like to make it in the change that to item number 5 and add that as the fourth whereas. Would that make you happier, Mr. City Attorney?
Immensely. Thank you, Council.
Does this person with the second agree with that?
My attorney, I'm okay with that.
He's.
I don't understand.
How's the change? Yeah, what's the nuance in that?
This legal says that he would prefer it not be a part of the code. Which is correct. It would go on for years and years unless you go back and change that. That becomes codified in number 5.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So
yes.
I'm simply moving it to the whereas intent that this is the intent of council that this is the final
Okay, I like it. I'm seconding that.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
This is on the motion to amend by adding the new whereas statement. Mr. Marty?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Therian?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstead?
Yes. The amendment is adopted into the ordinance. Back to the main ordinance. Any further discussion? Seeing none, would you please call the roll on the amended version of Ordinance 6326?
Sure. Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstead? Yes. Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
No.
Mr. Marney?
Yes.
Ms. Therian?
Yes.
The motion to adopt Ordinance 6326 as amended passes by a vote of 5-2-1. Madam Clerk.
All right. The third item is of new unfinished business is Ordinance Number 6327, an ordinance enacting Fairbanks General Code Chapter 25, Emergency Operations, introduced by Mayor Pruse. This is second reading and public hearing.
Council, do I hear a motion to adopt Ordinance 6327? By Ms. Tidwell, second by Mr. Ringstead. Is there any citizen wishing to speak on Ordinance 6327? If so, please come forward and you'll be given 3 minutes. Seeing none, public testimony is closed. Mr. Barnwell is a very aggressive speaker today with all the public testimony that we have. Okay. Council, discussion. We've been over this a few times. It's a whole new item. Mr. Sanders, do you want to bring us through it?
Certainly. So, yeah, this is the one that we've had for, I think, a couple months now. It's adding basically 5 pages to the city code. It's all brand new language. This came from having several of the senior staff members of the city attending a presentation at UAF, a day-long workshop on best practices in emergency, including how to be reimbursed by the federal government if we have to declare an emergency. And one of the things that they were abundantly clear on was that that our authorities to do things need to be in code. Otherwise, we likely will struggle to get reimbursed through FEMA. We came together and started working on this. I know some of it seems technical, but trust me when I say that the majority of the mayor's office and our police, fire, dispatch, and public works now all understand this. One of the things I'm really happy with is the number of staff that are voluntarily doing the courses, that the emergency courses that we have available to us through the state and federal government. So really, and the borough. So yeah, this is a culmination of a lot of training and a lot of collaboration between the departments. So I don't have anything new to say about it.
Any further discussion? Mr. Cleworth.
Just the question. When we last saw this in effect was when Mayor Matherly declared, I think, an emergency with COVID. And for a period of time, the authority to shut down small businesses like us and keep certain ones open and somebody making a determination which ones are considered to be vital and which ones are not. I got to admit, puzzled us greatly on that. And fortunately, that was rethought and that was lifted, I think, within a month. I remember correctly. that's still the prerogative then under this ordinance that the mayor at the time can wield that kind of authority to shut things down like that.
I mean, he has that authority through the state already. It's not getting anything different. This wasn't in effect in 2020, and he had the ability to do it then.
And then the council has the right on page 2 to declare the emergency no longer exists, or they could alter it, I suppose, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. We have the checks and balances.
I mean, it's a good checks and balance. I just want people to know that. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to adopt ordinance 6327, Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Mr. Cleaworth?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
The motion to adopt ordinance 6327 passes by a vote of 6-0. Madam Clerk?
The first item of pulled new business is resolution number 5186, a resolution authorizing the City of Fairbanks to apply for funds from the T-Mobile Hometown Grant Program, introduced by Mayor Prus.
Mr. Clearworth, you pulled this one?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. First, I would move to adopt.
True. Sorry about that.
Okay, now, the reason I pulled it was just a technical question. This is a grant for the use of that site. But if we were to get amazingly lucky and an RFP were to be something we would all accept, and they wanted to start building next summer by some miracle, would these funds then be allowed to be moved to some other project?
I don't think it could be used for a different project, but I'm actually, after this council meeting, I'm going to finish writing the grant, assuming that this resolution goes through, of course. We're writing it in such a way that, and the intent was always that those retail chalets were something that could be moved around, so that if there is another part of town that that the council wishes to try to reinvigorate, whether it's Turner Street or some other location that we're not thinking of immediately that you wanted to try to spruce up, we could use these assets in a different location, and I'm writing the grant in that way.
Okay. That's good. Thank you.
Yep, no problem.
Any other discussion? Ms. Sprinkle?
I'm just really thrilled this is an opportunity to take, and I appreciate that you're doing this, Mike. Thanks for spearheading this. Yeah, thanks.
We had a wonderful meeting with the DNR, the historical aspect of their offices, and this is something they brought forward to us. Please apply. You should be able to get it. Choose something that streetwide improvement, and we sat down, and the starter block on Lacey came up, and it's adaptable to be moved, and we put it in our resolution here for Turner Street. So, okay, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll on adopting resolution 5186?
Yes, Ms. Sprinkle?
Absolutely.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad? Mr. Cleaver?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Resolution 5186 is adopted by a 6-0 vote. Madam Clerk.
The next pulled item is resolution number 5190, a resolution seeking support to alleviate the burden on the City of Fairbanks if a gas line is constructed from the North Slope, introduced by Mayor Prus.
Thank you. Ms. Sprinkle, you pulled this for our discussion, and thank you.
I'd like to put my name on this.
Certainly.
Anyway, to have that real conversation,
we need a motion.
Oh, move to approve, please.
Yeah. Second by Ms. Tidwell.
We just didn't get to publicly talk about it at work council. I'd love to hear more from you or whoever else.
You know, I've always looked at Fairbanks with an economic eye, and 10 years ago, I started a journey on Fairbanks Natural Gas as a city council member. And I met with Fairbanks Natural Gas one afternoon on December 31st at 2 o'clock in 2014, and with the thought of Fairbanks buying it. And after talking with Dan, I thought, well, it's too complicated. We'd have to get funding via vote. It never happened. So on my way home, I thought of my oldest brother, Dana, and he was a chairman of ADA. I gave him a call and I said, you guys should buy it. And he said, why? I said, because the present owner always looks at more of an increase in the rate and you guys are a standard 6%. So that's how the discussion happened and they bought it. And so I've always looked at natural gas and distribution in Fairbanks when they sold it to IGU. Some very good Fairbanksons took a very bold approach on the purchase agreement that was done and made it affordable. Now, if we want to keep affordability, I was thinking, we can't have 2,400 ratepayers pay for a $150 million expansion, the spur line to Fairbanks, and it'd be best if we have that. Representative Willstapp tried a direction with this, and we'll see if that works, but I thought this is for the city, and this is where most of the line is laid out at, and if we can keep the construction costs of the spur line blended into the main line, have no royalty or tariff that is burdened by not only the city of Fairbanks, but anyone in the state of Alaska who uses natural gas from a state entity. And then also on the arterial that they will map out, make sure there's no lease payment, no land holding costs, because that would be placed on 2,400 people. Try and get the cost of gas to Fairbanks as cheaply as possible. And that's where I put this all together and submit it to you. And I'm glad that Ms. Tidwell immediately wanted to be a part of this. And Ms. Sprinkle, thank you for being a part of this. Mr. Marnie?
I support this resolution.
Okay. Ms. Ringstead, you had your hand up?
In your therefore share about the royalties and tariff, in our state, we have the state taking a 1/8 royalty, which is a major portion of their income. But I think policy-wise, the state had made a big mistake years ago with our royalty for oil. I was offended when I sat and listened to a state employee that was in charge of this bragging to the House Finance Committee that he negotiated a contract that in-state users were going to pay market price plus a premium. And I thought, who do you think is paying the premium? You know, there are other places in the world that have negotiated contracts that put them out and say, in-state use gets the benefit of the doubt. We get a much lower price. The question is, as we go to in-state tariffs on in-state use, are we going to give our people something, or is it all going to the government? And I think that comes right back to what Mr. Mayor, you were talking about, how do you get a lower cost to the people? And the question in my mind is, this is a bigger benefit to the people that are on the using end of gas, which is going to be both us and the South Central. So the majority of the people in the state will get a benefit out of this. But I think it's the right public policy to, let's say, we give something to the people of the state. So I appreciate you putting that in there.
Ms. Sprinkle?
I just wanted to give you a heads up that at Chamber, this, of course, is being discussed very vigilantly. They want to make sure that we aren't paying for that extra pipe. So that's it's in a lot of the various committees, so I just want you to know that's a hot button. Uri has talked to me about it, so I know that he thinks that's a real important top of list for state discussion. So I think this is a nexus for a lot of our government and organizations locally. So heads up.
Ms. Therrien. Mm-hmm. Jerry, that just leaves you as a co-sponsor. What's that?
Okay.
Hate to, you know, push into a corner, but. Okay. Any other discussion? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll on adopting Resolution 5190?
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yeah.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Resolution 5190 is adopted by a vote of 6-0. Madam Clerk.
We are at committee reports and council member comments.
Okay. We will start with Ms. Tidwell.
I'm done.
Mr. Cleworth.
Thank you, Mayor. Just two things. One of my pet projects is moving those two vehicles out of the transportation center. They're still there. We can hotwire them and move them ourselves, but I would like to do that before the real snow flies. It's permanent or whatever. So.
Just push them off the draw.
Yeah. No, there's money there. So. Second, on fast planning for the last year or so, we've talked about EVs and under congestion mitigation funding. A study had been done for the Fairbanks area, kind of predictions how many EV cars would be on the streets and so on and so forth. But it was all somewhat put on hold as those funds coming out of DC were somewhat in limbo. And right now it looks like we're going to go ahead and go out to a request for proposals on entities that are interested in sponsoring a EV facility, charging facility. They would have to maintain that facility once it's built. But another kind of fly in the ointment is that it has to be approved on possibly public property only, and we have to see how that turns out, and met with the DOT approval for the location of the site or something. So there's still a lot of ambiguity to this, but the requests we authorized to go out and see what kind of interest there's going to be in the community. Right now, as far as I know, Fred Meyer's West, if you've been there lately, you can see they're putting in a facility there. At least I think that's what they're doing with the whole thing. Three Bears out at North Pole, I believe, is looking at constructing their own facility as well. That's the rumor we have. And we'll see what pops up on these other ones. The idea that there's going to be a lot of EVs in Fairbanks is probably somewhat clouded by the fact that the barges that transport these vehicles have decided not to transport them anymore, is our understanding. One caught fire, the batteries caught fire on the barge, and that's caused them in the future to question whether they want to move them or not. I just wanted to keep you updated on that, because one of those charging stations we were thinking about would be in the Labor Transportation Center. But at this point, I really don't know what kind of response we're going to get. And we made sure that in that request for proposal, we put in the limitations that we're currently hearing in regards to anyone that's going to be involved in a project like that. And nationally, EV cars in America, the sales have slowed quite a bit. In Europe, they seem to be growing, although the majority of them tend to be coming from China, which is presenting some consternation. In The Economist, I just read the other day, there is a glut of EV cars in China. That's where they have excelled. They kind of gave up the gas production or the regular production cars and are focused on EVs. And so the surplus they have is headed mostly to Europe and not coming to the U.S. because I think of tariffs and things like that. So it is a rapidly moving subject, which is kind of fascinating to follow. Unless there's questions, that's it. Thank you.
Mr. Sanders?
Okay. I just have a quick update for Mr. Cleworth. Up until you just said that, I thought those vehicles were out of the parking garage already. The engineers ran into an issue with it. However, the FPD does not have that same issue, so those vehicles will be gone tomorrow. So, oh.
Ms. Sprinkle, you had a question for Mr.
Has the library been considered a place to put those EV stations?
That would be borough property, so the borough would have to assume all maintenance of that charging facility. I don't know. I have no idea if they'd be interested in doing that or not.
Just a thought. It's good public land.
The borough can apply. Before all the limitations and restrictions started to pile on this thing, there were quite a few requests. I know the Newsminer was one of them that looked at an EV charging station. And there's also a question as to what type of a charging station you want. To me, if I owned an EV car, I would want a fast charger. and not one that takes 4 hours. I don't have 4 hours to sit and wait for that to charge. I mean, it's fine in your own home if you have a charging station overnight, but the practicality of that for public use is not great. So you'd want a fast charger, and those things are expensive.
Okay.
And the grants, I remember, was somewhere around the $2 million. Forgive me, I don't have the exact number in mind, but...
Well, GVE but has some,
but a fast charger would eat a couple of fast chargers would eat that up pretty quick.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Therrien.
Jerry, I just came back from Iceland, and it's their policy there to go to almost all electric vehicles by 27.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Obviously, they don't have hot rod cruisers.
Well, part of it is that they have so much free electricity.
Thermal.
Thermal.
Yeah.
Mr. Rink said you had a question for Mr. Cleworth.
Comment. I saw something, I think today or yesterday, that there is a, I don't remember what company it was, but somebody now has a hydrogen engine on the market available for sale. People have been saying, some of the manufacturers have been saying hydrogen's going to outdo the electric stuff as soon as it gets on the market. Well, it's now on the market.
It's changing rapidly. Fuel cells are another option for the future. But just basically hybrid cars, the ease of use. I drove one for the first time this last year. It was a little strange. But they make... You know, if I were in the market for something like that, rather than go totally EV, which limits your risk on the long drives and things like that, having a hybrid available would make a lot more sense. But
Jerry, if I may, along the lines of just fast planning, do you guys know any more about the Mini Street Bridge and why it's not being included in anything as one of the oldest bridges we have in the city?
We're going to be looking at the new tip sometime from now, and I think sometime next year we're looking at that again, and like to get that in there, absolutely. We talked about that. You brought that up, and I brought it up at the board.
Thank you.
On your behalf and our behalf, too, because if we do Mini Street, it would be nice to do the bridge at the same time, obviously.
Of course.
And get that done.
Thank you.
Ms. Therrien.
Yes, Pearl Watson was a good client of mine, and the resolution, I would like to add all our names as sponsors.
Okay.
On resolution 5187 with regard to Pearl Watson. Just have us all be on the name. Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Marnie.
Well, last Wednesday, I attended the Explore Fairbanks board meeting, and... evidently, the final audit is dated for September 30th, so I thought I'd give everybody that tidbit. They also, I had Danny today, put copies of our priority list from last year, so it's kind of front, and we look at what we did last year. But I know the borough looked at this long trail concept or priority for the legislature, and Explorer Fairbanks had a kind of a presentation on that also, which looks like about a third of it would mean that it's on private property, and that would, you know, to get access to that would be expensive, I feel. But I know the chief, Dupe, is wanting us to bring up the, you know, this, I think he called it HERS 5, or actually it's this third one here. I think that should be one of our priorities so we can bring back retired police officers and fill our crew. So that's all I have.
Mr. Ringstead.
I was looking at this. Thanks for bringing this up, Lonnie, because I hadn't really started thinking about legislative priorities. But I think realistically speaking, you saw how little actually came out last session. I mean, you can go down with a million things and you're not going to get them. I think we're better off to have a few and work them hard rather than say we want everything under the sun because you're not going to get it. So think about prioritizing the list and maybe a shorter list.
Ms. Sprinkle.
Recognition of the City of Fairbanks hostess on the walls is a really, I love that. So I think we should do them all.
Yep.
And last but not least, the new build of Cowell Street, it looks great going on Cowell's. I'm really disappointed we have giant cul-de-sacs at the end of the service roads. I feel like that's just, it's crazy, but I don't know where that design came from, and I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Okay, that's me.
I'm going to take a moment here and read a email that I got today, and it's an invitation. It's from the Alaska Municipal League. Mayor Pruse came in today. Would you be interested in speaking at AML's annual conference in December? We would love to host you. The topic is, quote, revitalization strategy and community building, how local leaders spark renewal through housing, small business support, and year-round placemaking through aligning tribes, cities, and nonprofits to create resilient public spaces. Your recent work downtown would be an excellent example to point to. So I've always said that our city government is the best municipal government in the interior, if not in the state, and it's being recognized. So they like, on a statewide basis, how we're rebuilding Fairbanks. And getting this invitation today sort of certifies that. Anyway.
Madam Clerk,
yes.
Lead follower, get out of the way.
We lead.
They're asking you to lead.
Fairbanks leads. Yes.
With regard to our legislative priorities, do you want us to have a legislative committee look at this first and then try to have something on a work session close before November, because we're going to be really busy with the budget starting in November?
Valerie, John?
I think we should.
I think I want people to think about what our priorities are.
And then submit them.
Yeah, and then we can have a work session and deal with it. I'm hoping that it's not going to be quite as lengthy with the budget, with our new system.
If you could submit them to me by, say, Halloween, October 31st, okay. October 30th.
Yeah.
And then Valerie and John can go through them and sort of rank the priorities for you. Then we'll have a work session with it.
Okay.
And go that direction.
So we'd have a work session in early December along with all our budget stuff?
Yeah.
Ugh.
We will get there.
Yeah.
Madam Clerk.
For my report this evening, I just want to remind everybody that early voting and absentee in-person voting is still open and will remain open through close of business Monday, October 6th. The regular election is
Tuesday, October 7th. Polls will open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Does the city attorney have anything to report?
Not quite yet. However, if you happen to be in the area later this week, after Wednesday, feel free to stop in the city attorney's office.
Why?
We will be fully staffed with our new deputy city attorney coming here. I'll bring her through at the next available council meeting or work session, so y'all have a chance to meet with her. And just on the note of the elections, I know I say this often, but it's sincere. I really appreciate your commitment to our community. It makes a difference. So thanks.
Madam Clerk.
No executive session this evening. We're at adjournment.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Second. Any objection? Seeing none, we're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.